something in the blood of certain athletes that is helping them get to the Olympics. Not performance-enhancing drugs, it's Greek ancestry. Greek sporting officials have recruited American athletes with even trace amounts of Hellenic heritage to play for their side, and some observers are crying foul. From member station KBSU, Elizabeth Wynn Johnson checked in with one athlete who has answered this call.
In Athens, just a few days from now, 22-year-old Walker Lozano's lifelong dream will come true.
I'm not sure if it's even hit me or not. It comes in waves. Sometimes I don't even think about it, and then sometimes I'm just like, oh my God.
Walker is from the Seattle area, but she's one of more than 30 proud Americans who will march into Olympic Stadium wearing the colors and flying the flag of Greece.
It's just crazy, too, because, of course, I'm American, and I've always been rooting for them, and now I'm totally on the opposite side.
Walker's been overseas for weeks now as a member of the Greek women's soccer team. She answered an appeal on the internet from the Greek national team seeking players. She'd been playing for Gonzaga University, and her coach, Shannon Stiles, encouraged her to go for it.
Walker is a pure athlete, so in terms of her playing for the Greek national team, it sort of makes me laugh because she is the epitome of the Greek mythology, Greek goddess type thing. She is absolutely chiseled from stone.
Greece had no trouble fielding its own team on the men's side. They scored a stunning victory this summer in the prestigious Euro 2004 championships. But soccer officials had to look to those of Greek ancestry to fill out the women's roster.
The Greek women had not had the experience that, you know, kids in the United States have had playing soccer. So they're jump-starting the sport for those women over there, and I think we'll do a lot for women's sports in Greece. So I'm fully in support of that concept. I think it's a neat thing.
Olympic rules allow the host nation to field a team in any event it chooses. Greece may be the birthplace of Western civilization, and even the Olympics themselves, but it's near the back of the pack in several sports, like women's soccer, and especially baseball. Greek officials set an unusually low threshold for outsiders to qualify for their national teams.
You don't have to be Greek. You don't have to be born in Greece. Your parents don't have to be born in Greece. As long as your great-grandparents, one of them, was born in Greece, you get to be on the team.
Sports Illustrated columnist Rick Riley is among those waving a penalty flag.
They're going to field teams in sports that they don't have any business fielding a team in. I mean, baseball, they wouldn't know baseball from, you know, a can of souvlaki.
18 of the 24 players on the Greek baseball team are American. In July, their coach reportedly threatened to quit out of disgust over leading a Greek team with so few Greeks on it. Riley questions whether it's all in the spirit of the games.
When they call you and say, hey, do you want to play for the Greek Olympic team? And you say yes, then you should have to sing right then the national anthem of that country. If you can't, then you don't belong in the Olympics with that jersey on your back.
The Greek national anthem is Hymn to Freedom. To athletes like Walker Lozano, even a small amount of Greek blood is a source of identity and pride.
I'm only quarter Greek, but I've always thought of myself as just Greek. So it's always been strong in my life, and it's just been an awesome experience to come here and, you know, actually see it for real, you know, and experience it.
The very first event of the Olympic Games is the women's soccer match between the United States and Greece. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson.